This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. federal government is now in what is called a partial shutdown. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
On the floor of the House of Representatives just before 7 p.m. Friday,
the House stands adjourned until noon tomorrow.
Then a little over an hour later on the Senate floor,
the Senate stands adjourned until noon tomorrow.
With that, Congress adjourned for the night, setting the stage for a partial shutdown of the federal government at midnight. The roadblock to finalizing a funding bill remains. President Donald Trump's insistence on funding for his southern border wall and the determination of congressional Democrats to block it. Departments affected by the funding cutoff include Homeland Security, State, Justice, Transportation, Agriculture, and Interior, as well as National Parks and Forests. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Russia, China, and Iran sought to meddle in the recent U.S. midterm election, but their actions did not compromise the election infrastructure that would have prevented voting, change vote counts, or disrupted the ability to tally votes. That's the word from the U.S. Office of the Director of National Intelligence. UN Security Council has unanimously endorsed a deal for a ceasefire around the vital port city of Hodeidah, that's in Yemen. The United Nations will be monitoring the ceasefire. Additionally, fighters are to be redeployed outside of Hodeidah within 21 days of the ceasefire. Reactions are mixed to reports in the U.S. media that President Trump is considering withdrawing roughly half of the more than 14,000 American troops from Afghanistan. The news of the potential withdrawal from the country comes a day after the president announced that the U.S. had defeated the Islamic State in Syria and that American military personnel would withdraw from Syria. If the U.S. proceeds with its plans, 10,000 American troops will be out of there in 2019. This is VOA News. More demonstrations were reported in a number of Sudanese towns and cities. This follows several days of anti-government protests tied to the deteriorating economic conditions, as well as widespread public anger towards Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who took power in a coup nearly 30 years ago. A story now from Edward Uranian.
Amateur video showed a top regional official in Gadarif, thought to be the governor of the town, fleeing an angry crowd in a four-wheel drive vehicle. The crowd pelted the car with stones. Gadarif has been a hotbed of protests where a curfew has been imposed. Photos on Twitter showed government buildings which had been set ablaze by angry protesters. Some photos showed government soldiers observing the demonstrations without intervening, while others showed security forces firing tear gas at protesters. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
3 tons of African ivory sat in an unmarked crate in a Cambodian port for more than a year until a tip from the United States Embassy led authorities to break it open and discover the country's largest ever haul of trafficked ivory. Port laborers recently gathered outside the facility told reporters no one had ever showed up to claim the valuable cargo. And according to the World Wildlife Fund, between 20,000 and 30,000 African elephants are killed each year in order to harvest their ivory. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had surgery. It was to remove cancerous growths. We get that story now from AP's Ed Donahue.
The Supreme Court says doctors at New York's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center found no evidence of any remaining disease. The growths were in Ginsburg's left lung. Also, scans taken before the surgery showed no cancerous growths elsewhere in her body. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 85. This is the third time she has been treated for cancer since joining the High Court in 1993. The growths were found during tests Ginsburg had after she fractured ribs in a fall in her Supreme Court office last month. The justice is expected to stay in the hospital for a few days, and there are no plans for additional treatment. Ed Donahue, Washington.
British police have made 2 arrests in connection with their investigation into the drone incursions that have hampered operations at Gatwick Airport. Closing down of the runway of the airport because of the drone sightings had disrupted flights, affected hundreds of thousands of passengers. Gatwick, located 45 kilometers south of London, is Britain's second largest airport. Those shutdowns affected flights at London's main airport, Heathrow, as well as other hubs across Europe. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. The weekend is here, and I've got a great show for you. The first half of the hour is pretty street, with a string of awesome styles like Mchiriku from Tanzania, South African Township Pop, and Kwaito. And my song of the week is a Malawian Babatone band. Now, there's a few Afro beats here and there just to keep you chart toppers happy. And then the second half of today's program features a live studio session with Ti Harea. This a cappella trio of women, cousins from Madagascar, is just amazing. The interview's in French and in English. Now, I've also got Song of the Week and a couple more great tunes for you to keep your weekend groove in check. And finally, some friends join me today. Music Time in Africa interns Sage McLeod and Prince Nesta accompany me throughout the show.
Hey.
Yeah, they're going to pop in on the mic from time to time. So let's get this party started. To whet your appetite for my featured guests, Ti Harea, whom we'll meet later on, here's Anaro Tianake. Let's educate our children.
Baby, I feel it.
All right, hello, beauties. That was Tiharea from Madagascar. We get to meet these singing cousins in about 30 minutes. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. I have friends with me today.
Hey, hey, this is Sage McLeod.
Hello, Africa. I'm Prince Nesta.
Now, they'll be back with us a little later on to talk about some of their favorite songs in this show. But for now, street music. Street music in Africa is often the most popular music in a local area, a city, a neighborhood, a village. Ironically, though, it's the least likely music to get heard outside of that local place. Jagua Music's Mchiriku is a case in point. They're rock stars among many Tanzanian youth, especially the underclass who dwell in the suburbs of Dar es Salaam. Their performances generate throngs of frenzied, ecstatic young people. Believe me, I know. I saw them in action at the 2016 Sauti za Busara Festival in Zanzibar. Heshima, Respect in Swahili, is one of my favorite tracks from the band's 2012 self-titled album, Jagua Music. Its lead singer, Jackie Kazimoto, sings, "Respect can't be bought in stores, my friends. Respect is not sold. It can't be found in the streets. Mm-mm. Respect is free, my brother. If you respect me, I'll respect you in return. Let's respect one another." Yes, hello, darling listeners. Mambo.
Poa sana.
That was Jagua Music from the streets of Dar es Salaam. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host. And from the streets of Dar to those of yesteryear South Africa, Here's Nakupenda, a classic by the Madonna of the Townships, the late Mabrrr. Nesta, you love this song by Brenda Fassie.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Oof.
Well, you're from Kenya too, so you know what Nakupenda means, right?
It means I love you.
Oh. All right, but Brenda also sings a lot in French in this song. She's still saying the same thing though. I love you.
Of South African pop, Brenda Fassie, a.k.a. Mabrrr.
It's music time in Africa.
Staying in South Africa, let's listen to a current Kwaito hit by award-winning rapper and music producer Questa. It features American rapper Wale. Now, you know, I've got friends sitting here with me today in the studio. Sage McLeod is one. Sage, you really like this song, don't you?
Full confession, I can't stop listening to this song. It's so good, even as an American, and having, you know, I can't understand the language because it's in Zulu, the language. It's so good, even if I can't understand it. So with Questa's deep voice and then the beat and then add in Wale's rap, which is in English, it's amazing. And I've been a longtime fan of Wale. He did a ton of songs back that I listened to in high school and middle school, like Lotus Flower Bomb and Diary. He was famous for a while. And
I don't know Wale.
Yeah, he was really famous for a while, and then he kind of like dipped away. Like, no one really knew what like happened with him. He released some albums, no one really listened to them. But now he's back, and this song is crazy. It's so good. Honestly, I can see it on the radio here in America. So.
All right, so he's researched with Questa.
Yes.
All right, let's check it out. This is Spirit.
Talking 100, 100, 100. My city say I run it cause I never ever fumble. Every time I say it, make the pretty woman love me. I can be a poet, be a homie, be a plumber. Sunset summer, all black puller. I got more gas than an H3 Hummer. I'm baked up, really, gorilla or grizzly. Landed, let's get it, on the way to Sewer Larry. Let's get it, let's get it. This shit by repetition. My outfit is hit for a Conor McGregor ticket. Wally for long, really the hardest to rep. 100
euro by demons, you dreaming of. Yeah, spirit.
Right, hey peepas, this is Heather Maxwell. We just heard Spirit by Questa featuring Wale. I've got friends with me today.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
And we'll be right back with more awesome music, song of the week, and a live studio performance and interview with Tiha Rea. So don't touch that dial.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
This next song, Akwaba from Ghana, has already been featured on our show, hasn't it, Kwame?
Of course. I mean, I'm already ready to, you know, jump in and give the Akwaba dance.
But we love it so much. So let's crank that up again, and then we'll get to Song of the Week.
Yep, yep, yep.
Single from Ghana by Guilty Beats, Mr. Easy,
Papi Kojo, and Patapa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now it's time for Song of the Week.
Yeah.
And this is the Song of the Week.
So this is Misonzi Yangona or Crocodile Tears by the band Chipasula Project.
Yeah.
And apparently they are from Chipasula, Lilongwe, Malawi.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Oh, you have?
I've been to Lilongwe, not Chipa. Well, maybe Chipasulu. I think it's a small neighborhood. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, it's a lovely.
How was your experience?
Lovely,
there?
Lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's produced by Tendai M. Shaba.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent us the song on Facebook and on email.
Yes, he was persistent.
Oh, yeah. And apparently the lyrics say, "Why do you hate me? And why do you kill me? What have I done wrong? You want me to drown in the water. You will drown yourself. Crocodile tears." Now, that is very interesting.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I love about this song is the sound of the instruments and the beat.
The instruments include a locally made acoustic guitar, the babaton, which is also a locally made bass guitar, but it's also extremely percussive. It's a huge, really impressive looking instrument and really fun to listen to. You'll hear it. And the song also has a violin, some horns, electric bass, and Rhodes electric piano. It's a real mix of earthy, traditional kind of street music with electronic sounds.
Yeah, and I did listen to it. It really, really sounded dope with all the strings you mentioned and everything.
Yeah, so let's listen.
And the mire mats, Mumia no kaino. Mundi de langine, Muni pelangine, Mundi de laine, de la wajanine, Mundi de langine, Muni pelangine, Mundi de laine, de la wajanine, Mufuna di mire mats, Mumia no kainu, Mufuna di grebasi, Mufa no kainu.
All right, so that was Misonzi Ya Ngona by the Chipasula Project from Malawi.
Yep. And that is a pre-release from their forthcoming album, The Other Side of the City, due out sometime 2019. And
that
was
Song of the Week. Gonna prompt you.
see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. A great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Only his family.
All right, so here's one that's close to Prince Nesta's heart, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's actually a song that reminds me of Kenya, my motherland, Africa. Because when I was coming to the United States like a year ago, I was telling my grandmother, I'm not going to miss Africa. I'm not coming back. And my grandmother was like, oh, yeah, you're going to miss Africa. And then this song just popped up naturally. And she started singing it. And it was such a beautiful piece, Going Back to Africa. Originally done in 1964. Wow. It's by a guy called David Amunga. And it, you know, it's a touching song. I would dedicate it as a special dedication going out to all the Africans living in the diaspora. And you know, when you're here, you keep on missing home, your motherland, and stuff like that. And yeah, it's a special dedication to them.
All right, well, let's listen to it.
Oh, gentle countrymen, I'm going to say farewell to all people in America. Oh, gentle countrymen, I'm going back to my home in Africa. I'm going back to my home in Africa. My people are crying for me, so let me go back home. So let me go back home. Happy, happy life. My life in America, such happy, happy life. But I'm feeling loneliness when I remember Africa. But I'm feeling loneliness when I remember Africa. My home of happiness. So let me go back home. So let me go back home.
Honorable countrymen, we've had a wonderful time together. I've enjoyed seeing your mountains and your rivers. I've admired the national character of your people. But you know, home is always sweet, and all my beloved ones live there. And when I remember Africa, how I long to go back home.
I'm going back to Kenya, that part of Africa. I'm going back to Kenya.
All right, that was Going Back to Africa by David Amunga from the early 1960s in Kenya. Nesta's favorite oldie. Well, he and his grandma's favorite, right, Nesta?
Oh, yeah. And shout out to you, Grandma Clarice. Aww. From Kenya. I miss you.
Oh, so sweet. You're inside Music Time in Africa. And today I'm in the studio with my two interns, Sage.
Hey.
And Nesta.
Hello, Africa.
This next song is also related to grandmothers. It's by Esther Dalton, a self-described child of the global culture clash. Her mother is a New Zealander and her father's from Cameroon. Now, Dalton believes her African ancestry makes her gravitate towards certain rhythms and melodies. This song is dedicated to her paternal grandmother, Nesta, and it's aptly entitled Grandmother.
I'm not afraid.
Was Grandmother by Esther. This is Heather, and next up, Tijarea. This fabulous all-female cousins trio stopped in for a live performance and interview on June 27th. They sing three pieces for us from Studio 4 in stunning three-part harmony and this guttural, raspy, rhythmic growl. It's an iconic sound of Malagasy singing you're gonna love.
My name is Talike Jele, and leader from the group Tijarea.
I'm Isabel Aranzafi Niara Manana.
I'm Lara.
Would you like to start out with a song?
Yeah. The title is Mainte, and Mainte means black. Life is not always pink. Sometimes it's gray or black, but life is beautiful and we enjoy it. Mainte.
Hey, hey, hey. Mainte ti lambane, mainte weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omanitsinge.
Mainte ti lambane, mainte weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omanitsinge.
Mainte ti lambane, mainte weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omanitsinge.
Mainte ti lambane, mainte weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omanitsinge. Mami ayaba titane ay tu tite yani urikia fayandu drati atati wekemberu siata kalu ay date hole danza
mainte tilambane mainte weluve tilambane yanduzu maza omanitsinge
mainte tilambane mainte weluve tilambane wanduzu maza omanitsinge
mainte tilambane mainte weluve tilambane yanduzu maza omanitsinge
mainte tilambane mainte weluve tilambane wanduzu maza omanitsinge
bagena tunu na uhabubu beti meda inumendu fangite na uvazavu rakete tivangi ah iute
na na ai na habeta za za hey heruwa duwa ubera tu heruwa duwa ubera tu tunga deha turi timasu tunga deha turi timasu maduswazuke hisakafu maduswazuke hisakafu hisakafu tibalahazu hisakafu tibalahazu balahazu tisu wahandu balahazu tisu wahandu saya dzadza kwati mangatu saya dzadza kwati mangatu maninga kuna ulera wera we iye iye ne hata kuhane tsakeza Tadingere tere roaikwe, marandano tere rozaikwe, te hilayu vali kurewe, mihitangi nao miturewe, andau tika, lavi tange, hilay tika havara tange. Tadingere tere roaikwe, marandano tere rozaikwe, te hilayu vali kurewe, mihitangi nao miturewe, andau tika, lavi tange, hilay tika havara tange. Tadingere tere roaikwe, marandano tere rozaikwe, te hilayu vali Kurewe, mihitangi na miturewe, andotika, la vitange, hiletika, avaratange,
Oh, beautiful. So tell me about your group. First of all, are you really sisters?
We are cousins, but when I started the group, it's with my sisters. But now she has their life and I continue with my cousin.
Mm-hmm. And where do you live?
We come from the south of Madagascar, but now I live in Belgium and the two sisters in Paris.
How about another song already?
The next song is Tiharea.
Tiharea, the name of your
the
group.
Name of our group.
Before you start, what does that mean?
Richness, because Madagascar is very, very rich culturally, musically, and we want to share this richness.
Okay.
Yeah. Ti hare yo ti ngara ai bokandu yo ti raza ai gasikara tane bezuke gasikara wera we gasikara ti hare yo ti ngara ai bokandu yo ti raza ai gasikara tane bezuke gasikara wera we gasikara Fumba tipilungu, nao mifakateya, mifana lamaha, raza kwe. Malaza viti utivilu aya, fanga lianda katitane ndwaza kwe, futa kawuru na habe, saitani andrui kuzaizuke, maha. Vulili kwa na reuri ya bati na havi ndwaza kwe. Love it's a team we can see Kara. He is in that you love it's a young. He is in that you love it's a Tihare out young at the eye. What can do you out here as the eye? Gasikara out on a bezuke. Gasikara wera we. Gasikara Tihare out young at the eye. What can do you out here as the eye? Gasikara out on a bezuke. Gasikara wera we. Gasikara Fumba tipilungu, nao mifakateya, mifana lamaha, raza kwe. Malaza viti utivilu aya, fanga lianda kautitane ndwaza kwe, futa kawuru na habe, zaitani andrui kuzaizuke, maha. Fulili kwa na reuri ya bati na havi ya nduwaza kwe. Love it's a tetimu igasikara. Iye zainda tiu. Love it's a tiange. Iye zainda tiu. Love it's a. Love it's a tetimu igasikara.
Thank you. Beautiful.
So tell me how Madagascan music is unique to Africa.
La musique malgache est un mélange de tout, mais avec le temps, c'est comme le vin qui se bonifie.
Ah.
Nous sommes très métissés.
She said they're very mixed in Madagascar. And she mentions that, like a good wine, with time, this mixing becomes something very delicious. So what is this song you're going to do?
Cette chanson s'appelle Voatse.
Voatse.
Voatse. Et cette chanson parle de la vie quotidienne à Madagascar, que le chant fait partie de notre vie quotidienne.
She says the song is a song about life and the field, which is an integral part of life in Madagascar.
Et cette chanson raconte la vie d'une femme qui pleure et elle pleure en chantant.
And this is a song about a woman named Pearl who is sad and she's crying, but she's also singing. Gorgeous. Wow, thank you so much. And vous avez quelques albums aussi.
Oui, nous avons trois albums.
They have three albums.
Oui, le premier s'intitule Tiharea.
Mm-hmm. The first one's just called Tiharea.
Et le deuxième, c'est Riampela, qui veut dire les femmes. Ça, c'est sorti en 2003.
In 2003, there's one...
Riampela.
Riampela. About women.
Women, yeah.
Okay.
Et la troisième, c'est Vulambita, qui est sortie en 2009.
And Vulambita is the third one that came out in 2009.
Et depuis, on ne sort plus des albums, mais on chante.
Since then, they haven't made any more albums, but they sing a lot. Last question, dernière question. Est-ce que le Madagascar vous manque?
Terriblement.
Terribly. I asked her if they miss Madagascar because they all live in Europe, and she answered, terriblement. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a real pleasure.
Merci à vous.
Merci. 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 Thank you very much.
All right, that was Tiha Reya from Inside the VOA here in Washington, and we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining me, folks. And special thanks to Tiha Reya and to my friends here, Kwame Ofori, Prince Nesta.
Thanks so much for inviting us to the studio.
And Sage McLeod.
Yeah, thanks, Heather. Thanks for having us.
On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05 and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Until next week, stay beautiful, stay blessed. Zam spek.